Saudi-backed group moves closer to controlling Premier League club Liverpool. A consortium led by British Indian businessman Amit Bhatia, and including Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Facebook co-founder Eduardo Saverin, has advanced talks to acquire roughly a 30% stake in Liverpool Football Club, targeting the Premier League's top revenue-generating club at a moment when sports assets are drawing institutional capital at an unprecedented rate. Fenway Sports Group confirmed last month that the group had expressed interest in making a strategic minority investment in Liverpool. The club posted record revenues of £703 million for the 2024-25 financial year, and in January became the top-earning Premier League side for the first time, according to analysis by Deloitte. FSG acquired Liverpool in 2010 for £300 million. The implied valuation of the club today, based on any deal at a 30% stake, has not been publicly disclosed, but the revenue base alone positions Liverpool among the most commercially productive sports franchises on earth. No formal comment from FSG accompanied the latest advancement in talks, according to BBC Sport, which first reported the development. Terms of the proposed deal, including the price of the minority stake, were not made public. The consortium carries firepower that few sports deals have assembled. Bezos, 62, carries an estimated net worth of $256 billion according to Forbes, making him the fourth richest person in the world. Saverin co-founded Facebook. Bhatia, who served as a director and co-owner of Queen's Park Rangers for 18 years before relinquishing his stake last month, brings operational knowledge of English football governance. Bhatia is the son-in-law of Indian billionaire Lakshmi Mittal. Key figure: Liverpool recorded £703 million in revenue for the 2024-25 financial year, the highest of any Premier League club, per Deloitte analysis. FSG paid £300 million for the entire club in 2010. The appreciation in enterprise value over 15 years illustrates the compounding nature of elite sports asset ownership. For institutional investors watching capital flows in sports, this deal matters well beyond Merseyside. The structure, a minority stake in a majority-retained asset, mirrors the playbook Dynasty Equity ran when FSG previously sold a minority position in Liverpool. FSG is not selling control. They are monetizing partial ownership at peak revenue, retaining upside, and bringing in names whose commercial networks dwarf any single stadium. From Amazon to Anfield, what Bezos actually buys. Bezos stepped down as Amazon's chief executive in 2021 and moved into the executive chairman role. He retains an 8% stake in Amazon and separately owns the Washington Post and aerospace company Blue Origin. His net worth of $256 billion gives him a capacity for sports investment that has been evident for years without producing a transaction. In 2023, Bezos was linked to a potential bid for the NFL's Washington Commanders after owner Daniel Snyder put the franchise up for sale. He also explored the Seattle Seahawks. He submitted no offer for either. The pattern suggests Bezos is selective, not passive. Liverpool represents a different calculus. A global brand with an active commercial footprint in Asia, North America, and the Middle East, structured as a minority stake rather than full ownership with its attendant regulatory and operational burden. Our view: Bezos is not buying a football club. He is buying a global media and entertainment distribution asset that plays 50-plus matches per year in front of broadcast audiences, spanning every time zone Amazon operates in. The overlap between Liverpool's fanbase geography and Amazon's e-commerce and Prime Video footprint is not coincidental. The strategic minority structure keeps him out of day-to-day governance while capturing brand association and potential commercial synergies. FSG's capital architecture and the Dynasty Equity precedent FSG's decision to sell a prior minority stake to Dynasty Equity established the template for what is now an evolving ownership structure at Liverpool. Rather than a binary sale or hold decision, FSG is engineering a layered capital stack, multiple minority partners, diversified commercial networks, and retained operational control. The implication for institutional investors: FSG is running a sports franchise more like a private equity-backed portfolio company than a traditional family ownership structure. Each minority stake sale generates liquidity for FSG, while introducing partners who bring distribution, media, or geographic reach. The Liverpool balance sheet benefits. FSG's carried interest compounds. This structure also insulates FSG from the forced sale dynamics that have plagued other Premier League owners. At £703 million in annual revenue, Liverpool generates cash at a scale that reduces financing risk and extends FSG's optionality on exit timing. They do not need to sell. That leverage matters in any negotiation over stake price. Premier League valuations in a macro context, the timing of these talks sits against a global macro backdrop that is, in several respects, unfavorable to risk assets. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed following Iran's push, lifting Brent crude futures to $84.64 per barrel and WTI to $80.63, with both benchmarks up more than 3% on the day. SEB research analysts noted in an investor communication that oil is currently trading at $80 to $85 per barrel, reflecting market hope for a near-term resolution. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, warned that if the Strait situation does not resolve, U.S. national average petrol prices could climb to their highest level ever recorded this late in the calendar year. Rising energy costs feed inflation, compress consumer discretionary spending, and tighten the financial conditions under which media rights renewals and sponsorship deals are negotiated. For sports assets, the near-term risk is a softening of the commercial revenue growth curve. Our view: this risk is real but bounded for Liverpool specifically. The club's £703 million revenue base is diversified across broadcast rights, commercial partnerships, and matchday income. Broadcast revenue, which forms a substantial portion of Premier League distributions, is largely contracted and insulated from short-term energy price volatility. The macro headwind is a timing consideration for deal pricing, not a structural threat to the asset. The broader concern for the Bezos consortium is geopolitical. A prolonged Hormuz closure drives energy inflation across Europe, compresses UK consumer confidence, and indirectly pressures the discretionary spending that underpins kit sales, streaming subscriptions, and stadium attendance. These are second-order effects, not deal-breakers, but they belong in any institutional underwrite of a sports asset at this price point. Minority stakes, governance risk, and the Thames water lessen minority ownership in complex, high-profile assets carries governance risk that institutional buyers routinely underprice. The Thames water situation, unfolding simultaneously in the UK, offers a sharper-edged lesson. Thames water's chairman, Sir Adrian Montague, revealed in a letter to MPs that the company paid its finance chief Steve Buck a £1 million signing on fee in July, drawn from emergency funding provided by lenders, as the utility company manages roughly £20 billion in debt and faces potential temporary nationalization. The Prime Minister's official spokesman described the payment as unacceptable. The structural parallel is imperfect but instructive. Minority investors in UK-domiciled assets, whether a utility or a football club, operate under heightened public and regulatory scrutiny. Ofwat Executive Director Helen Campbell stated in a July blog post that public trust is damaged by unwarranted bonuses and that companies must set out reasoning for particular awards. While football governance operates under different regulatory frameworks than water utilities, the political temperature around large capital transactions in UK assets is elevated. For the Bezos consortium, the governance equation is simpler. They are buying a minority stake in a profitable, well-run organization with clear commercial momentum. The Thames Water comparison highlights what Liverpool is not: an over-leveraged, underperforming asset with a regulatory overhang, not what it is. The Plaquemium view the market is reading this deal as a celebrity acquisition story. It is not. It is the latest evidence of a structural repricing of elite sports franchises from entertainment assets to infrastructure assets. Infrastructure assets share three characteristics: contracted cash flows, barriers to entry, and scarcity. Liverpool possesses all three. Premier League broadcast rights are contracted. No new Premier League clubs are being created. Liverpool's brand, built over a century, cannot be replicated. The migration of institutional capital towards sports, from sovereign wealth funds in the Gulf to technology founders in the United States, reflects a recognition that top-tier clubs behave more like toll roads than cyclical consumer businesses. The Bezos' entry also signals something the market has not fully priced: the convergence of sports rights and streaming economics. Amazon Prime Video already holds Premier League broadcast rights in the UK. A Bezos-connected ownership stake in the Premier League's top revenue club creates an alignment of incentives between content producer and distributor that has no clean precedent in European football. Regulatory scrutiny of that relationship will come. But the commercial logic is compelling, and FSG has structured the transaction to give themselves the flexibility to manage it. The second-order play: watch for downstream commercial agreements between Liverpool and Amazon-affiliated entities. Sponsorship, content, and data partnerships are the real prize. A 30% equity stake is the entry ticket. The bottom line: Liverpool, at £703 million in annual revenue and rising, is the most commercially productive football club in England. FSG is selling a minority stake to a consortium that includes the fourth richest person in the world. Deal terms have not been disclosed. What is clear is the direction. Elite sports assets are becoming infrastructure. Minority stake structures are becoming the preferred vehicle for technology and media capital to enter the sector. And the Hormuz-driven macro uncertainty creates a pricing window that a consortium of this caliber will use to their advantage. The next disclosure to watch is stake valuation. Any implied multiple on £703 million in revenue will set a benchmark for every subsequent Premier League transaction. Institutional capital should be paying close attention.